This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Jared Polis has asked President Trump for another major disaster declaration, this one around last month's flooding in southwestern Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
If Colorado gets the major disaster declaration, it would unlock FEMA funds to help communities recovering from the historic flooding of the Animas River in mid-October. FEMA has validated just under $14 million in damages to public infrastructure. The push has support from federal and local leaders. In September, Colorado also asked for a major disaster declaration for the Elk and Lee wildfires, but has not yet gotten a response. A White House spokesperson says each request is reviewed with care and consideration to ensure American tax dollars are used appropriately and efficiently to supplement state response and recovery efforts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A police officer faces discipline after using Flock safety surveillance cameras to wrongfully accuse a woman of stealing a $25 package. Denverite's Andrew Kenny has more.
Back in September, Sergeant Jamie Milliman approached Denver resident Chrisanna Elser at her home and said he knew she had stolen a package in nearby Bomar. The key evidence was surveillance camera data tracking her Rivian truck. But she later got the charge dropped with her own video evidence showing that she was just passing through. Now, 2 weeks after the story went viral, the sergeant's employer, the small town of Columbine Valley, has spoken up. It said Milliman was acting on, quote, reasonable belief, but he would still face discipline. Chrisanna Elser said she's still waiting on an apology.
It would be nice to hear, you know, especially being treated that way.
The town did not say why or how exactly Milliman would be disciplined. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.